My name is Andy Knepp, and I am the Director of Global Sustainable Development for Monsanto.
The company has made progress in sustainability commitments. What does this mean?
Yeah, so I think, you know, a lot of times people hear the word sustainability, and it really oftentimes gets right to that question of what does that really mean? And, you know, for us, it's really about, you know, how do we work with farmers to really highlight what they're doing that really helps them, in a sense, you know, meet the needs of the population from a food production standpoint while protecting the environment and also providing, you know, other benefits to society just around environmental protection.
In what areas is this the most effective?
So, you know, a lot of things that we look at doing are, you know, working directly with farmers, working with other organizations and collaborations to you know, get to improving their practices on their farm, highlighting what those practices are, and helping, you know, tell that message out to a little bit broader society. So the folks that aren't involved in agriculture, you know, we talk a lot about the 98% or 98%+ that, you know, really aren't involved in agriculture, but all certainly have a vested interest in their food and their food production. They don't necessarily really have a great understanding of what happens on the farm. And so, you know, we'd like to be able to help share that story as well as, you know, highlight again what it is that that farmers are doing and what farmers can be doing to help improve the ability to produce food and do that in a way that's, you know, not preventing or not causing harm to the environment.
It's easy to notice that there are several collaborative efforts in this particular initiative, along with the National Corn Growers Association, Iowa State University, other agribusinesses as well, and an individual farmer. Why is that?
Yeah, so, you know, this is one of those situations where, you know, no one company owns this, no one person owns this, and our ability to accomplish the things that we collectively want to do, you know, really requires a really strong collaborative effort. You know, we don't view this as giving us a competitive advantage in the marketplace. We think it's the right thing to do. It's embedded in our business, and so we really feel that the best thing that we can do is work with other groups. You know, we've got a great relationship with the National Corn Growers Association and work closely with them, you know, to advance a lot of the same things we're looking for. So the Soil Health Partnership is a big one that we've been involved in with the NCGA, and just, again, working with farmers to help them learn more about soil health, learn how they can improve soil health on their own farm, the practices that they can implement to work towards, you know, a little bit better environment and long term be better for their own productivity. But yeah, we tend to stand shoulder to shoulder with even with our competitors in the marketplace alongside in these collaborations, because again, I think we all recognize that it's really the right thing to do. I think a good example of that is the Farmers for Monarchs. You know, it's a really united effort. It involves most of the industry players from a manufacturing standpoint, landowners. A lot of our, you know, again, National Corn Growers is involved in this, United Soybean Board. So it's really trying to work with a broad coalition of groups to say, hey, there's this issue around monarch habitat, and what can we do as an industry to come together and highlight, you know, to farmers about improving habitat and increasing habitat, as well as, again, reaching out into, you know, the broader societal audiences and showing them what it is that farmers can do and are doing to improve monarch habitat.
Also part of this is a diversification of germplasm, in that you have donated conventional cotton germplasm lines to the National Cotton Collection. What does this mean, and why did you do that?
Yeah, so, you know, that's a program where, again, we look at how can we leverage our R&D efforts to improve agriculture more broadly, right? And there's certain parts of our germplasm that, you know, we feel like could provide a greater value out there in the marketplace that you know, we can donate and allow you know, kind of the public sector to do their own work on that. And, you know, we feel like our ability to put technology out there, and we do view germplasm as technology, but in a way that that's positive for the ag economy, and yet at the same time, you know, doesn't interfere with our ability to continue to develop our own product lines.
A big part of this is the acquisition that took place this past year. How did that affect the decision to do what you're doing in this case, and how will it affect it going forward?
Yeah, so as we think about the acquisition, you know, I'm not sure that I can give you the best answer to that question. You know, I would say that you know, we look at, again, really trying to provide technology, and we look to, you know, this new ownership as just another ability for us, another way for us to continue to drive innovation. And certain parts of that acquisition required you know, Bayer as a company to make some divestitures. You know, I think our perspective was, we've kind of allowed them to take the lead in that. And all of this work that we're doing is really actually kind of outside of the Bayer acquisition.
Okay. So tell me what's in store going forward in these efforts, either adding to them, perhaps donating more germplasm outside and other species aside from cotton. What can we look for in the future?
I think what you can look for from us as a company is you know, we're going to continue all of our efforts around, again, working kind of in this space of sustainability. You'll see us, I think, continue to seek out and be engaged in collaborations with a lot of diverse groups. I think, again, as I said earlier, that's really for us kind of the key to driving this message, both to the farm and to society. And we'll work with as many people as we can to find ways to educate, to find ways to partner together at the farm gate to help really drive towards getting, you know, the farm recognized and modern agriculture recognized by society as our pathway to not just, you know, feeding a growing population, but doing so in a way that's actually positive for our environment.
I may have missed this, but I don't know that it's been mentioned. The efforts are part of the company's Growing Better Together sustainability plan. What is that?
Yeah, so, you know, we every year we produce a sustainability report, and our Growing Better Together plan is really three main focus areas for us. We want to help promote a better planet. We want to help promote better livelihoods and better lives for people all around the world, and we want to be a better partner. And you know, that kind of speaks to some of the collaborations we talked about. So, you know, we again, this is just kind of embedded in who we are as a company, and we take seriously the fact that we are a company that does business out there in the world, and we feel like we have a responsibility to act responsibly. And so putting together a plan like this really helps, you know, set up kind of the guidelines for how it is that we want to operate and what things we want to achieve in terms of, again, just making sure that the world is actually a better place for having us in it. I would say if listeners are interested in learning more, certainly go to Monsanto.com. And if you're interested more on our sustainability commitments, just go to Monsanto.com and look for the 2017 sustainability report, which is in the investor section.